Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject called The Bible Principle of Seed, Time and Harvest. And this is part four from an 11-part series. And we're doing the topic today, And It Would Obey You. Throughout the Bible, we see that God uses this principle of seed, time and harvest to produce things, to make things manifest. It is a Bible principle that God wants us to get to know and to use it on a continuous basis. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, and this principle is very important in living by faith. Let's now turn to the subject. It's called And It Would Obey You. We now turn to Luke chapter 17, verses 5 to 6, reading from verse 5. And the apostle said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to the sycamine tree or mulberry tree, to be plucked up by the root and to be planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Jesus is talking about their force of faith, obeying them, which would then be used to remove the tree. We read in Luke chapter 17, verses 7 to 10, that the force of faith is the servant of the believer. It's been sent by God as a servant to work with us as we speak the word of God, as we sow seeds of the word of God. The force of faith is a servant that is come to serve us to make that happen. Jesus said, it would obey you. Jesus was saying to the apostles, you don't need more faith. You need to understand that faith works like a seed. And unless you plant it, it will not produce a harvest. This is a very important part of the process of faith. You have to plant it. You have to speak the word out and plant it with your mouth. Faith does not come by asking. Faith comes by hearing the spoken word of God. A seed does not produce unless it is planted. When you plant it, it will produce a harvest of what it is. The disciples had to be willing to plant their faith for it to grow. People who only mentally assent to God's word do not plant their faith. It's in their mind, but it's not in their heart. You have to speak out the word of God. You have to sow the seed with your mouth of God's word, and then faith can work with that to bring it to pass or to make it manifest or to become a reality. A lot of people hear the word of God. It goes into their thinking process and they assent to the fact that it's real, but they do not plant it. They do not plant it with their mouth in faith. This topic we're dealing with at present is really looking at the fact that faith has been sent as a servant to the believer, and it will work when it's planted. It won't work if it's not planted. The word of God is the will of God, but it won't happen in our lives just because it's God's will. The word must be on the inside of a believer, and if the word is on the inside, it will manifest itself eventually on the outside. The word produces when it is planted in the heart or the spirit of a man. Jesus said to the apostles, if you had faith as a seed, you would say, or it would obey your faith-filled words if you had faith as a seed. He's talking about the problem areas in our lives, about situations that you face and circumstances that you don't know how to handle. Two great fundamental truths about faith. Faith is as a seed and it works the same way as a seed when it's planted. Number two, you plant by speaking it out of your heart. You plant faith by speaking the word of God out of your heart, out of the spirit of a man, and it is planted. Adam had to operate in faith and the power of words to operate in dominion. And that's what God wants us to do, to operate in dominion over many situations, but we have to do it by the word of God spoken out of our hearts by faith. And the force of faith, who is a servant, will come in and help us make that become a reality. Adam had to operate the way God operated, by faith and words, because he was in God's likeness. One very important last point of this topic is that we need to use our faith daily on small things, on large things. As we continue to use faith as a servant, we become more skilled at seeing our prayers answered, and we become more skilled at seeing faith manifesting into reality the promises of God. Don't just let it sit on the shelf. Don't let it just sit there quietly. Use it every day in small things and large things, and you will see you'll become more skilled at it, and you'll see more results as a force of faith, your servant, brings into position the reality and the truth of the Word of God. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic. It's very important in your faith walk, in the way you operate in the kingdom of God. The just or the righteous or the born-again person lives their lives through faith. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up is topic number 5, and it's the spiritual law set in motion by the tongue. Thank you and God bless.